Everybody ready to rock?
Yes!
So,
we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
Well, back in the day, whatever day the day was, everybody has a different day when they say back in the day, but well before my time, maybe before your time, maybe you were around when this time happened. MMR doing a series of shows from Sigma Sound Studios. Live broadcasting is nothing new for us. We still broadcast shows live, and it was great fun to know that the station did it all those years ago. But this particular song from Sigma Sound Studios was instrumental in so many ways that it blows my mind. On the occasion of... what album was it? I can't remember which record, but I flew up to Boston to interview Billy Joel. We talked about all sorts of things, and fascinating guy. And then he mentioned Philly. We were talking about Philly in a couple of aspects, so it naturally led me to this question.
In terms of Philly, do you recall the Sigma Sound concert that MMR first broadcast all those years ago?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Memories of that.
The famous drum clam. You know, every time I hear that recording, it's going to come. Here it comes. Here it comes. And then, blah, blah, when he drops the beat. You remember that?
Actually, I don't remember that particular
beat. It was a huge drum mistake towards the end of the song, and I'm sure you're going to play it after I talk about it. So everybody just, you know, listen for it. It's going to be there, and you'll realize why my shoulders start to come up around my ears, you know, when I think about that. That was a big turning point for me. That fact that the song was that popular at that time on
Captain Jack
on the station, and I was working in a piano bar. I didn't know any of this stuff was going on. Somebody told me it was the most requested song in the history of the station, and that's when people in the music business started opening up their ears and looking for me. I was hiding out in a piano bar. I'd gone underground. I was using a different name, Bill Martin, at the keyboards, and I was reading stories about this happening, which I thought was really cool. You know, I said, maybe things are going to work out for me. You know, and they did.
Great.
You could say they did. I love that he remembers it. He tells that story to this day, and it's just amazing. That's an amazing story. The station kept playing the tape of the live song that you're about to hear, and this just by playing the tape and championing it, it became a hit. And it grew, and the management found him as Bill Martin playing cocktail music in a cocktail bar somewhere, or in a piano bar somewhere, and said, "You got to get that band back together. Something's happening out in Philly." Live from the vaults of the MM Archives.
You're still hanging around, tired of living in your one-horse town. You'd like to find a little hole in the ground for a while. So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans. You stare at the junkies and the closet queens. It's like some pornographic magazine. And you smile. Thank you. sister's gone out. She's on a date. And you just sit at home and masturbate. Your phone is gonna ring soon, but you just can't wait for that call. So you stand on the corner in your new English clothes, and you look so polished from your hair down to your toes. Oh, but still your fingers gonna pick your nose after all. Decide to take a holiday. You got your tape deck and your brand new Chevrolet. Oh, but there ain't no place to go anyway except Philadelphia. What for? So you've got everything all, but nothing's cool. They just found your father in the swimming pool. And you guess you won't be going back to school anymore. Albums, and you smoke your pot, and you meet your girlfriend in the parking lot. Oh, but still you're aching for the things you haven't got. What went wrong? And if you can't understand why your world is so dead, why you've gotta keep in style and feed your head. Well, you're 21 and still your mother makes your bed.
I'm Billy Joel, and you're listening to WMMR Philadelphia.
Even a station ID. Billy Joel and the song that really started it all for him in a huge way on a national level. That is pretty sweet. And he told me about it in an interview some years ago. And he credits it even to this day. When I've seen him interviewed, even on national television shows, he will credit MMR to his credit. And we thank him for that. It was the DJs well before me. David Dye, Jonathan Takeoff, other people at Shockey that were around at that time, they kept playing the song, and it kept growing and growing and growing, and it finally, you know, developed a life of its own organically, and it became pretty darn successful. And one of the few towns he plays that song in to this day is here in Philly. He will play it elsewhere, but it's always kind of a requirement that he plays it, and he'll be back this summer at Pierre's Good Citizens Park.